Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, Will Manso is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, sports anchor, reporter at Local 10 here in Miami. You see him on the Heat broadcasts on FanDuel Sports Network, son. What do you want to talk about? Dolphins, Canes? What floats your boat, Will?
The weather. How about that? It's beautiful. I'm standing outside a Dolphins camp and I'm looking at this blue sky going, you know what? We may have bad football, but man, we've got great weather.
That's a great outlook on that. So I've been saying to Crowder and Solana all show, like Sunday to me is going to be such an exercise in the human psyche, because you're walking around there at the Dolphins facility. Their GM has been fired. They've traded Jalen Phillips. We know other players are on the trade block. The season has been a failure. So their incarnation is a failure. Their coach is ostensibly coaching for his job. Like, the vibe there has to be, I don't know, unreal?
I mean, you and I did not talk prior to this, but you know that I asked McDaniel that exact question today, and I phrased it in just about the same way. I said, Mike,
we're a couple of UM guys. I mean, you have to be very high in your verbal aptitude.
Yeah. I said, Mike, I don't mean to be dramatic, but you're 2-7. The GM just got fired. Your job is on the line. You're trading players. It appears your owner's headed to a rebuild. How in the world do you even... What even is this? Like, how do you keep moving forward to focus on a football game? And he said, the honest answer is because it's my job, because we have guys in this locker room that and leaders that have to believe. And I know, look, it's a lot of cliche stuff, but Alec Giggold sort of was asked a similar question. And he said, we get paychecks. We're paid. We have contracts. We have to play hard. Now, that's easier said than done when you see all these changes. You know, if you're a coach knowing that you may not be here, when your players knowing that you're probably rebuilding, it's tough to focus. And then you've got the Buffalo Bills coming to town and that machine. So it's hard right now, guys, to find anything positive here with the Dolphins, because everything seems to be trending in a rebuild direction.
And Will, speaking about McDaniels, you know, coaching for his job, is Tua playing for his job? Like, can he be impressive enough? Because now there's rumors, you know, kind of Hawk read it earlier, where, like, there's options for them to get rid of him, pick up some of his salary, try to use him as a stopgap for other teams, all that stuff. Is he playing to stay, or is he just trying to get good film?
I mean, look, McDaniel was asked a similar question to that, Channing, and he was asked straight up, would you consider benching him? Because that was the report this weekend from what I think it was NFL Network. And McDaniel said, that's the furthest thing from my mind right now. He's my franchise quarterback. He's our best option right now for this game against Buffalo. But for me to speculate on what I could do down the road is silly. So I think he left the door pretty open that, yeah, there's a possibility that if this goes on, if the Dolphins are 2-9, 2-10, 2-11, 3-10, whatever the case may be, that they may want to get a look at one of their younger quarterbacks, most likely Quinn Ewers, right? I mean, you kind of know what you have in Zach Wilson. So I do think he's playing for his future. We know the guarantee he has next year in his contract. Financially, obviously, Tua's in good shape. He's made a lot of money. He's got more money coming. But as far as the quarterback of the future, I think it's safe to say, guys, that he's not the quarterback of the future here, no matter what his contract says.
Will, how do you think the Dolphins should approach this, though? And I know there's a lot of different ways that they can, but, I mean, if they're going to clean house, shouldn't they just clean house here? I think McDaniel's a good dude, and I think he's a great play caller. He might even, heck, be a great NFL head coach, but, I mean, do we really want to do this again where it's like the GM head coach carousel where you fire one, you keep the other, and you're hoping for a collaborative process with the new GM? Like, if they're going to clean house and they're looking at ways or examining ways to get rid of Tua as well, shouldn't they just clean house completely, everybody?
Yes. The answer is yes, but here's the caveat to that. It's Stephen Ross, and he's the owner, and when you're the owner, you're the boss, and you can make the decisions. In a perfect world, whoever the general manager he hires, where it's Champ Kelly becomes from interim to full-time, or he hires someone else, that person is going to bring in their head coach. They should not be forced Mike McDaniel on them just because Stephen Ross wants it. But you can't discount the possibility that that could happen because we've seen it happen before. We've seen that strange dynamic before already in this franchise during Ross's tenure as owner. So you can't discount the fact it happens. You're right. In a perfect world, the new general manager decides who the next head coach is. I like Mike. I think Mike's got a future in the NFL, whether it's a head coach, probably not, but certainly as an offensive mind, he's well-respected. But results matter, and the process of this culture and all the talk matters, and it's obviously gone in the wrong direction. I think it's pretty clear that he will not be the head coach moving forward, but you can't discount the possibility because of Stephen Ross's admiration for him that he could say to Champ Kelly, hey, you're going to stay our GM, but let's make this work with Mike. I think he's still the guy.
And, well, that the new approach or the seeing, you know, whatever, the tea leaves, can't you get more aggressive? Couldn't you call more blitzes? Couldn't you, you know, do more innovative stuff offensively? Like, I've already been given up on. Let me go out here and try to prove something aggressively other than just slowly run the ball and play cover four and not mess up. Go show that you know what the hell you're doing because, hell, we're losing anyway.
I think there. Can I tell you something? That's a good point, Cheney, because I do think the one thing that came out of this weekend was a little clarity. I asked Mike today straight up. I said, were you given assurances by Stephen Ross that you're going to be the head coach the rest of the season? And he danced around the question. He didn't answer it. He basically started to answer it, but then said, look, my focus, the only focus should be and will be preparing for a very tough team in the Buffalo Bills. But to your point, though, if he does have some sort of assurance, right, which I think we all, it seems to agree that is the case for the rest of this season, then go out and just coach your ass off. Like, you know, just try different things. Like, go out there and just be different just to show that, hey, I'm not going to quit on this just because I might lose my job. I'm going to go out and I'm going to find ways with whatever mess you leave behind post-trade deadline of players. And trust me, I think there will be a lot more moves in the next 24 hours. Whatever happens next, I'm going to show you that I can coach and not just quit on this job because it doesn't seem like the future is me.
That's right. Run Tua. Naked boots
no,
for Tua.
No.
Run toe for toe with Josh Allen on Sunday. If Josh Allen lowers his shoulder, Tua lowers his shoulder.
Wildcat Tua.
Wildcat Tua. Well,
yeah. Like put him at DB.
Convert him to tight end. Convert to – show them all, Mike.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.